go through some of the halachas. If you have at the end of Chanukah, if you lit with oil, you have oil left over in the menorah. What's the halacha with that oil? So this is oil which is hooked to the mitzvah, so it's designated for mitzvah purpose. You're not allowed to use it for something else. L'chadchila, we're not allowed to mishtamish with the neiros of Chanukah. You can't use it for any other purpose. You're not allowed to read by them, etc. Like you say in the neiros halalu, Chazal set that up for two reasons. One is element of bizui mitzvah. Another one should be nikkur, that this is lit for the purpose of the nes. That's why we have a shamish. That's why we place it at a certain height. We do certain things to make clear that this is not light which we're using for the purpose of lighting our house and making it lit and be able to see, etc. The purpose is to publicize the nes. So this oil was designated for that purpose. It can't be used for something else. So the remaining oil, the Shulchan Aruch says you take that, the Chayodim adds, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch adds, the wicks as well. You take them and you have to burn them. Now the question is, clarify a few points. First of all, the oil which is in, you bought a bottle of oil that you plan to use for Neiros Chanukah. There's nothing wrong with that bottle of oil. You don't have to worry about that. The oil which remained in the bottle, you didn't put it into the menorah, it's not an issue. And you can save it for next year, or you could use it for something else, etc. We're talking about oil which was actually placed into the menorah itself. So now, Bikuradin, the Mishnah Berurah says that the oil which is hooks of the mitzvah is only the oil which is for the shear of the hadlaka, the amount that you need, which takes you till Tzitzit Kochavim and a half an hour afterwards. If you put more oil in there, and so if the nair went out, one of your neighbors during Chanukah went out during that Zman, so you can use it for the next night. Well, comes the end of Chanukah, that oil, if that situation would happen, that was designated clearly for the mitzvah, you can't use it for something else. You put more oil in it, it lasted longer than the Zman, then it went out, but there's some oil left at the end. So Mikra did that, most places can hold that oil, is not considered hooked to the mitzvah, so because that wasn't part of the mitzvah. Mishabura says, however, it's proper to be masked and to make a tanai, that any oil which is left over, if you want to do something else with it, not have to burn it, etc. You should make a tanai lechatil when you put it in, that you're only being maksa the oil limits also the amount of oil which is necessary to burn the proper shear. Since there is a shita like that, and plus there's an argument nowadays that the shear possibly is longer because it is visible to the outside for a longer period of time, we would assume that oil is oil that you should dispose of properly. So how do you dispose of it? The Shulchan Aruch says you burn it. It has to be burned, again, not for the purpose of using it to light something with, etc. A person could take the oil and wicks and dispose of them by burning them. You can dispose of them other ways as well. You can put it into a container, double wrap it, put it in a container, wrap it, and put it into the garbage. Some people have a minute to save their wicks till Erev Pesach, and they burn their wicks together with the Sreifas Chometz. Different ways to do that, etc. You should not leave the oil until Erev Pesach. Chazal do not want you to do that. We're afraid you're going to forget and use it for something else. They made it to Chana. You cannot leave it, save it for the next year. So you also shouldn't be leaving until Erev Pesach. So the wicks, you're not going to be using them again. The oil you might use, you should not leave the oil until that time. You should burn the oil right after Chanukah. Have a fair Chanukah. Have a good Shabbos.